We've put together a list of speakers which are going to discuss the issue of after election. So the Minister of State for Local Government, Peter Burke, is going to officially open the conference, and they'll be welcomed by the Mayor, Donal Kelly. And then the speakers that we have, we've got officials from the County Council. We've got Joe Gallagher, who's the Heritage Officer, who's delivered the Historic Towns Initiative programme here four times in the county, so he'll be discussing that there. We're hoping to have an official from the council to discuss the new vacant house officer and what their role is going to entail. And then after the break, then we're hoping that Kyle Thompson from the Newgate Arts Centre in the Fountain in Derry, that he's going to talk about the role that culture and heritage plays in tackling their election. And we'll also have Lee Gooch, who's the owner of Number 2 Church Lane. So he's going to talk about how that building there lay derelict for several decades and now is back in use and is being lived in. And then in the evening, or in the afternoon time, then we've got Colin Murray, who's the architectural officer for the Heritage Council, is going to come and talk about the role that the Heritage Council plays. And then our main speakers for the event is Frank O'Connor and Jude Sherry, who started the Derelict Ireland campaign down in Cork, and they've basically raised it and put it onto the national scene anyway. And then we have Dr. Karen Keaveney, who's an assistant professor of rural development at UCD, and she's a member of their Centre for Irish Towns team, and she'll be the moderator for the conference. So we've got a great lineup of speakers for the event anyway, and we think it's timely because it's dereliction is such an issue at the minute.
And the Cathedral Quarter has dealt with dereliction within the town, of course, during its existence in terms of, you know, at least doing up the exteriors of some derelict houses and the like, and working with those to try and make the town a bit more presentable. So in terms of the Cathedral Quarter's view, would you like to see the houses that are currently still lying derelict in Letterkenny after all these years to be put to better use for the likes of housing?
Well, in the Cathedral Quarter's case, I suppose the houses on the Church Lane, it's really much up to the owners what they would like to see in the buildings themselves. Whether that be residential or whether that be commercial, that's very much up to the individual owners. But what we would like to see is that the buildings are back in use. That's the main thing, that they're in use, you know, in everyday use, I suppose. So, and whether that be residential or commercial or even a mixture of both, where, you know, back in, I suppose, not so long ago, that people were living above the shop. And the families were raised above the shop, and bringing that idea back into fashion. So, you know, it's as long as the buildings are back in use is the main thing, I suppose.
And this conference, of course, will be a useful kind of vehicle to bring all these experts and the like to the council and to those who really do have the power to enact this sort of change.
Yeah, it's just getting the discussion going. Like, there's, you know, and there's so many models there that we've kind of been studying the development trust model that's prominent in Scotland, and there's a very similar organisation to ourselves as the Mid-Stable Quarters in Dumfries, and you know, where they've got great resources where they're able to buy up derelict buildings, they're able to employ staff. And there's this models that are out there, but we really need the officials in the Department of Housing to really seriously look at these models. And like, the Scottish Government has given teeth to organisations like that there to tackle dereliction and to help in urban regeneration. And really the same needs to be done here in the Republic. So that's those ideas to start evolving from this conference, I suppose.